Now to those influential Republican senators who say they can no longer support the president's war strategy. Here is New Mexico's Pete Domenici last week.
I am unwilling to continue our current strategy when the Iraqi government fails to advance the interests of the Iraqi people or even make modest progress towards self-sufficiency.
Senator Pete Domenici criticizing the president's war policy. Why the seemingly sudden shift on the part of Domenici and the other Republican senators? We turn to three political reporters in three states, Ohio, Indiana, and New Mexico. First, Phil Kasaus. He's editor of the Albuquerque Tribune. Welcome to the program.
Howdy.
Howdy. Senator Domenici has been a stalwart supporter of the president and of this war. And so why the, well, seemingly abrupt about face?
Well, I think there's two different ways that folks, I think, in New Mexico will look at that. One is the senator, at the time he made the announcement, said that he had spoken to the families of some soldiers who have been killed in Iraq. And one of them actually asked him if there wasn't more he could do to get U.S. troops out sooner than they're getting out now. He said that made a big impression on him. I think others from, you know, looking through it through a political lens look at it and say the senator's running for re-election in 2008. There are those who believe he's vulnerable, certainly on the Iraq strategy or his support for the Iraq strategy for years and years, whether it's what he's hearing from his constituents or looking ahead and wondering whether his position is as solid as it has traditionally been. He wins and wins big in New Mexico. In fairness, I think both probably played a part.
And how is he reflecting the opinions on the ground there? What are his constituents telling him?
People in New Mexico are probably not unlike those in other states in that I think they're war weary. This war is, you know, more than 4 years old, and it is really beginning to, I think, wear on some people. Also, New Mexico, like every other state, is seeing more and more of its own coming home, either wounded or, you know, under a United States flag. And that is difficult, I think, because in a small state like New Mexico, only 2 million people, people know people. And if you don't know a soldier who's served here, you know somebody who does. And it's becoming more and more of a personal situation, I think, in New Mexico.
Phil Kasaus, editor of the Albuquerque Tribune, thanks for joining us.
You bet.
Now to Indiana, where Senator Richard Lugar has also come out against the president's strategy. On the Senate floor a week ago, Senator Lugar said, "Persisting indefinitely with the surge strategy will delay policy adjustments that have a better chance of protecting our vital interests over the long term." We're joined now by Brian Howie. He's a political columnist in Indiana. Welcome to the program.
Great to be with you.
What exactly is the senator talking about? Does he want a full withdrawal?
No, he's actually talking about a redeployment, thinking that we need to be looking at the broader regional Middle Eastern interests of the United States as opposed to pinning everything on Iraq. And so he would like to see a redeployment of U.S. troops to protect our vital interests. And he is not calling for a full withdrawal from Iraq.
And yet this is quite a change for him. He was a full supporter of the president's strategy until recently. Why the change?
He said that on January 5th, he and Senator Warner met with President Bush and National Security Advisor Steve Hadley, and he basically expressed very similar sentiments to what he did on the Senate floor in late June, saying that he's praying that the president listens, and basically he's concerned that the United States' interests in the Middle East are eroding. There needs to be a course of change here. If we wait until September 15th when General Petraeus comes back in, he fears that the presidential race and the politics associated with that will take over everything and that there'll be no chance for a bipartisan solution.
And is he reacting at all to concerns among his constituents? What are they telling him?
So far, most Hoosier Republicans back President Bush and the stay the course. However, they look at Senator Lugar as kind of a guiding light, and I think that a lot of the public opinion will follow him.
Brian Howie, publisher of the Howie Political Report. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We turn now to Ohio, where Senator George Voinovich has talked of a responsible military withdrawal. Brent Larkin is editorial page director for the Cleveland Plain Dealer. Welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you. Why did Senator Voinovich change his mind?
Yes, he was a supporter. He was a very consistent supporter. But you can argue that, A, he's come to the conclusion that we've been there for 4+ years and it's not working, and or B, he's starting to look at the calendar and 2010 is getting a little bit closer, and that's when he would be up for re-election to a third term.
I see. And what is he hearing from his constituents in Ohio?
Oh, there's no doubt that he's hearing very negative comments about the war. I mean, it is the principal reason that we had this wholesale change in state government last November. And it is the principal reason why, if the election were held today, and it's not going to be held today, that it would be next to impossible for a Republican presidential candidate to win in Ohio in 2008. And as you and everyone else knows, if you're a Republican and don't win Ohio, you don't win, period.
And is Senator Voinovich also looking at his own political future and thinking?
No, well, you're asking me to crawl inside of his mind, but I think it's fair to say that he's very well aware that although he's not up for re-election until 2010, that he could face some significant difficulty in his re-election campaign.
Brent Larkin is editorial page director for the Cleveland Plain Dealer. Thanks for joining us.
That was easy. That was painless. Thank you.
You're welcome.